We have begun the season of ordinary time with an extraordinary sign. Ordinary water becomes the finest vintage of wine. The story takes place soon after Jesus has chosen his disciples. A wedding is taking place. Jesus, his mother, and the disciples are invited guests. The reception was far more than punch and cake, and the party went on for 7 full days. During the festivities, Jesus' mother tells him the supply of wine has given out. Jesus' response seems to be a disrespectful, irritated, "Hey, that's not my problem." But then with compassion and a purpose, Jesus has the servants fill with water 6 stone jars normally used for ceremonial washings. Each jar held about 30 gallons. That's 150 gallons in all, at least 600 bottles of wine. And all this in addition to the supply originally laid in for that week-long party. Not only was there plenty of wine, but according to the head waiter, the host had saved the best until last. I don't know what you expect from God, but patrons of Hallmark aren't the only ones who care enough to send the very best. God didn't send some minor angel to us. He sent his son, his only son, so that everyone who believed in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. According to the 4th gospel, this was Jesus' first sign. But a sign of what? The 6 stone jars, one short of the perfect number 7, recalls creation and the tablets of Moses written on stone. The water used to purify reminds them of the fragile relationship with God in the human condition. This shortage-plagued wedding is not the wedding feast that the people longed for. Life needed something more. In the fullness of time, God enters directly into our lives. Our problems are God's problems. God wants to give us life. For the Lord takes delight in you, according to Isaiah. The gospel tells us that God, whom Jesus reveals, first broke into human history at a wedding feast, and not in the temple or in a synagogue. This expression of human love reveals who God is, the kind of God that the Lord is, as well as the kind of communion that can and does exist between the divine and humanity. It's like the abundant overflowing of wine. Thus, the sign is about a new, abundant relationship with God. And it's through the words of Mary that we find out what that more is. In the festive happiness of the wedding feast, there is a problem. Mary is the first one to take note of it. She informs Jesus that something is wrong. What she tells her servers rings true to us today. Do whatever he tells you. By doing what she did, Mary became the first person to demonstrate the correct response to the presence of Jesus is trust. Trust in his word, trust in his compassion, trust in his relationship with Abba, his father, our father. Her trust sets the stage for Jesus' first of 7 signs in John's gospel. In doing so, the mother of Jesus is the first one to show each one of us what true belief in Jesus looks like. It looks like trust that is unconditional, even in the face of apparent rejection. Woman, how does your concern affect me. Mary, by her unconditional trust, encourages Jesus to begin a new age of mercy. Water may keep us alive, but love gives us life. People need water, but also the new wine, a new view of God, and the gift of God's unconditional love flowing into our lives and overflowing into the lives of others. The story was remembered and recorded not to say something about wine, but to say something about Jesus, and through him, our new relationship to God. It is Jesus who has come to take the ordinary, the tasteless, and the common, and transform it into something robust, heady, hearty, and joyful. Jesus can and does transform human existence. In him is all the fullness of God. In him is life, and when he touches our lives, what is common and ordinary becomes beautiful and extraordinary. Now we are getting to the heart of the story. It's all about transforming human existence and human society, and thereby all of creation. The sign of the new wine is for us, and Mary points the way to respond, "Do whatever he tells you." Trust and live the good life in God.